The Chris and Steph Podcast.
Speaking of Christmas lunches, this one is not looking too great. I've got some pretty...
Oh, no.
Well, stats you probably didn't want to know this morning, but I'm going to bring them to you anyway.
Do it. I take pride in this sort of stuff. Let's hear it.
All right.
Exactly. Oh, so do you want a stats
bin? No, that's cool. No stats. It's just some numbers. Okay, I'll just crunch some, like, serious numbers for you. And I should probably be getting your runners ready because you're going to have to work it.
Work it,
after
work it.
Your Christmas day eating.
What are we talking about? How much are we consuming?
All right. Well, on average, the average Christmas blowout is about 5,200 calories for Christmas dinner.
5,200 calories. Now,
so men, I believe, are recommend. Oh, I don't want to get this wrong, but for men, I feel like it's 2,500 to lose weight, 3,000 a day to maintain, and women, it's something like.
But obviously, that's a variable depending on your age, weight, and
all those things. And we're not telling you to calorie count, we're just breaking down some numbers.
Yeah.
So, anyway, to work off your Christmas lunch and your Christmas day, the dinner alone would actually require you to play 4 90 minute games of football.
Are you kidding?
Yep. It also could mean that you could cycle. Now, it's in miles here. This is all
American.
Yeah, so this is 109 miles.
Right.
Or swim, which I think is pretty universal, for 13 hours to burn it off.
Swim for 13 hours?
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to go and do the English Channel. Thanks very much.
That's pretty much it. So, yeah, Christmas Day, we could be expected to eat around 5,300 calories, according to research. Now, that is a whole bunch of different sort of contributing things. Mostly we do, a lot of families do lunch and dinner because certain family members are going to go to, you know.
Absolutely.
You have one family lunch and then you go to the other family's dinner and so on and so forth.
We'll just do, what we'll do is like a Christmas lunch that then it'll just sort of drag into a dinner. You just maybe we'll continue grazing through until dinner time because, I mean, there's so much food. I mean, you'll have ham and you'll have turkey.
A
you'll
lot of
have
people alternate
over.
The in-laws as well. A lot of people That's go true. From one place to the other. There's a lot of driving around and being from one end of the country to the other or
the number,
drive safely.
The number of years I've spent travelling around the mm-hmm. Central West trying to visit everyone Christmas Day, insane.
Yeah. So we've got big turkey dinner, we've got desserts, we've got cheeses, and of course, once you have a few drinks with that,
mm-hmm.
You could be up to quite a bit, including like a 9-hour gym sesh just to burn, you know, half of it or a third of it.
Good to know. I mean, at least you know now.
Apparently it takes until Easter for most dieters to repair the damage.
Right, okay.
And more than a third said it would take 4 months to get back to the same shape they were before Christmas.
Because of the Christmas blowout.
Because of the Christmas blowout. All right, do you want me to give you some of the calories of each of the foods? Really
do it
quickly run through them?
Yep.
Your appetizers are going to take you through about 496 calories.
Right.
Dinner. Four slices of turkey is 404 calories. Three roast potatoes. They're 200 calories each. That's 600 calories. Five pigs in blanket. That's an American thing.
Pigs in blankets.
Gravy, 79 calories. Stuffing is going to be about 375. You've got carrots and vegetables.
No, let's not worry. 80
or 90.
They're fine. Leave those.
So about 2,128 calories for dinner alone. Dessert nearly matches that with 1,290 calories.
The fact
that's
that
your portion of Christmas pudding and custard and butter.
You're talking about it. I'm feeling fat already. I'm feeling just like stuffed to the brim hearing all of this already. I think that'll do me for Christmas.
Well, that didn't include your drinks, which is on average about 1,327 calories.
On top of that?
On top of that.
It sounds like the majority of it's coming from the drinks, actually.
Well,
there's a lot of stuff coming from that.
Well, 1,300 from the drinks, 2,000 from the dinner, and 1,000 from the desserts, and 500 from your appetizers.
Oh, we're going to have trifle. I remember. I love trifle. Sorry. Just, no, it's a little bit off, but we're planning trifle for Christmas, and it's just beautiful.
That's another 1,000 calories.
Just add it to the list. Excuse me, everyone. I'm going for my 13-hour swim.
Look, if you do it one day a year, why not? Treat yourself.
Environmental scientists have urged glitter to be banned worldwide due to the damaging art supply and what it does to the environment. So get rid of your glitter.
Oh, no.
Did you know how bad it was?
No.
Professor,
surely it makes our waterways look prettier.
Professor Richard Thompson did a study and discovered that a third of fish caught in the United Kingdom actually contained plastic particles.
Yeah, but I thought that was from our face scrub. You know when they banned me having, like, microbeads in my face scrub?
Same stuff. It's all in the same category. Your microbeads and your glitter, it's all in the small plastic particle
category. I'm hearing you say is we need to switch up the glitter that we use into that one that we put on cupcakes, you know, the glitter on cupcakes that your body can process and stuff.
Oh, like the edible glitter,
and then the fish can just eat the glitter.
That's an interesting idea. I don't know if it works quite like that, but I get where you're coming from. The article that I'm reading from goes on to say that the BBC reported that some British nurseries also banned glitter due to terrible damage that it does to the environment. So they've banned it in some nurseries in the UK. And in the US, they've actually banned some microbeads in beauty and health products.
They've banned them in Australia.
Have they banned them in Australia too?
Yeah. Coles and Safeway or whatever it is, Woolworths, they won't sell any microbeaded products anymore.
Well, there you go.
Which, I really liked the microbead face wipes. I've always used them. I thought they, good because they cleanse my skin, but they also scrub my skin, and now they're not available because all the major retailers they're bad for the turtles, and I'm all for Save the Turtles.
We love saving the turtles.
I need to find a better option. Give me some almonds cracked up or whatever, or salt scrubs in there.
Give me something else to scrub with.
I need something scrubbable.
What I love about this is that this story from news.com.au is referencing the guys who paid for the website where they send you glitter in the mail. You know, you send a letter to your enemy.
Yes.
You're like, here, enjoy the gift. And it's just a big pile of glitter
and it'll
falls
stick
out
to
everywhere.
Yeah. It'll take 2 years to get that out of the carpet.
So if it gets banned, that's $85,000 they wasted buying that company. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Just they'll be affected too.
You know, I'm patenting the idea of using edible glitter. You've got to call me 13, 12, 16 if you want to use that.
Is that actually a thing, edible glitter?
Yeah, when you get the fairy cupcakes, duh.
It's been a while since I've had a good fairy cupcake. I can't actually remember the glitter in the
scenario.
You
have two daughters.
We haven't had fairy cupcakes. No, regular cupcakes. Actually, glitter in our house.
Are you a ban on glitter, man?
No, don't. Because I end up walking around with it all over myself for the next 3 weeks after. I can never get rid of it.
I used to think as a kid I wasn't a big fan of glitter because I used to think it was like the demise of fairies. Like I thought it was their remnants.
This is really morbid, Mum and Dad. How dare you give me glitter?
Well, no, we had a back rumpus room that when we moved into the house it was full of glitter. And I used to be like, but what about all the fairies? We lost all the fairies.
How many fairies went into the making of this glitter?
Yeah, I was
this
convinced.
Is a terrible story. What a very dark, dark childhood you were living at
very
the time.
Very vivid imagination.
Time to do this.
Crapapella.
Yeah, what's going on in there?
Yeah, it's Crapapella on 13, 12, 16. You ring and you guess the song that we're singing. Now, one of us has on headphones listening to a song, singing along, so you can't hear the actual song. You can just hear us singing.
Yeah, I'll just belt out a tune as it plays down my headphones as if I'm... I know, sitting in the back seat of the car, going on a summer holiday, circa 1998.
Absolutely. Bit of a road trip, maybe.
Yeah, got my Walkman on.
And this morning, your chance to win something brand new to the show, all thanks to La Porchetta Orange, two pizzas, one pasta, and a 1.25-litre drink. Big thanks to La Porchetta Orange.
Yum!
That'd be delicious.
Have you had their pizzas?
Superb.
So good. Like, tastes like a real-life pizza.
Like a genuine pizza.
It's like being on Lygon Street in Melbourne, those pizzas. Like,
absolutely.
Real Italiano.
Now, it is your chance to sing.
I would have thought if I procrastinated for long enough, I wouldn't have to.
I noticed you were padding, and I thought, I think she's trying to delay things. Are you ready to sing a song this morning, Steph?
La, la. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm good. They're just warming up.
All right.
My
you know what?
Makes me mash my M&Ms.
Goodbye, music bed. Are you ready?
No.
You just give me the wave and I'll start pumping the tunes down your headphones,
all right,
okay?
Breath.
So whenever you're ready.
Go for it. Moment that I step outside. So many reasons for me to run and hide. Can't do the little things I hold so dear. Cause it's all those little things that I fear.
Nice. It had a touch of the Chicago's about it, just a little bit.
I was trying
all
to get
the little
grungy.
Things.
The worst thing is my dad just texted me to say that he's listening.
Oh, good.
And I'm like, no, that was no good. Was it no good?
Nah, it was great. It was perfect.
I've just created like a Spotify list recently and I realised how much I really enjoy angry chick music.
That's what it is. That's your best hint this morning. It's angry chick music. If you can guess the song this morning, 13, 12, 16, give us a buzz. And thanks to La Pochetta Orange, you could win two pizzas, one pasta and a 1.25 litre drink. Thank you very much. There we go. Phone lines are going off. We'll do it next on Hit. Chris and Steph to get you up. Morning, David, by the way.
Carapapella.
Damn, what's going on in there?
One of us sings a song. You've got to guess what it is in order to win the prize.
Yeah, but the thing is no one else can hear the song. It's just us. We've got the headphones pumping.
Mm-hmm.
And we just sing along like ain't nobody listening. But everybody's listening.
And that's why it sounds like that. And your chance today to win two pizzas, a pasta, and a 1.25 litre drink thanks to La Pochetta Orange. Get your dinner sorted tonight. You ready to dive into the callers? Ready to listen to your performance from a sheer few moments ago?
Yeah, I suppose
the best. Okay, well, I think we'll grab one caller quickly on 13, 12, 16. We say good morning to Tim. Morning, mate. How's your day going?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
That's good.
Nice.
We've got a song. You may have heard it before, but we'll just play it for everyone else in case they're just tuning in right now. So here's today's song.
Moment. That I step outside, so many reasons for me to run and hide. Can't do the little things I hold so dear, 'cause it's all those little things that I fear.
There you go, Tim, and we've given the hint of angry chick music.
My favourite genre of choice.
What do you reckon? We do need the name of the artist and the title of the song, so both things we need.
I reckon it's No Doubt, I'm Just a Girl.
Shall we head to the reveal?
Yeah, let's go to the reveal.
Let's see what it might be.
Because it's all those little things that I fear.
You're absolutely right, Tim.
Really?
There you go. Were you a big No Doubt follower?
My wife is.
Your wife, did she prompt you to call?
No, she's still in bed.
Oh, she's still in bed. Okay. Pleasant surprise.
Where you'd rather be.
Well, mate, we'll give you the prize this morning. Congratulations. You're walking away with two pizzas, a pasta and a 1.25 litre drink thanks to La Pochetta Orange.
Beauty. Thank you.
There you go. Very quickly won this morning. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, that was good. He was quick to call, wasn't he?
I think...
Wife's a fan of No Doubt, please. You love your angry chick music as much as me.
Who doesn't?
There's just nothing more empowering. You know, No Doubt's up there. I've said before, Alanis Morissette, when you're having a bad day and you pump that music, you're like, yeah, I can take on the world. Nobody's going to break my heart.
No, nobody's going to break my stride. Nobody's going to hold me down. Oh, no, you got to keep on moving. It's now 7:18. Chris and Steph to get you up. It's back next week.
90s nostalgia.
I'm just jotting that one down for next week.
Break my stride.
Who's saying break my stride?
Ooh, Ace something?
It's not Ace of Base, is
it? No, it's... Oh, no. Do you want to know quickly before the break?
If you can get it in the next 19 seconds.
Stride.
Unique two, yes. Brilliant. There you go. Squirrel that one away for later on in the year. Have you been hanging your Christmas lights in your tree? You might have been doing it wrong.
I thought you were asking me for all the times I put up a tree.
Is your tree up just quickly?
No. I don't own a tree.
You don't own a tree? Not going to do one?
No. When I lived in a share house, I used to just quickly draw a picture of a tree, and every time I had guests come over, I'd get them to draw ornaments for it.
Oh, that's kind of cool. That's a bit of fun.
Yeah, but you asked, 23-year-old boys to draw ornaments, and you know what's hanging on your Christmas tree.
Two baubles and something else.
Yeah.
Right, yes. Got it. Well, according to designer Francesco Bellotto, the traditional way of wrapping lights around the tree horizontally is the incorrect way to do it. How you should be doing it, in a recent interview with housebeautiful.com, he said that you should be doing it vertically, going from top to tail of the tree instead of around and around and around.
Like snaking it almost.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Up and down. This way... you'll get more light and your lights won't actually be lost within the decorations as well. So that way, go top to tip and you're done.
That's a bit late for this information, though. It's the 6th. Don't most people put up their tree by now?
I've been sitting on this story for a while, so it's not Francesco's fault entirely, but I just thought, hey, if you've done it, because I've done mine and it looks a bit... povo, okay? It looks a tad on the povo side. It needs redoing, because I've done it and I'm going, well, this looks... really shocking. And what do I do with all these extra lights? So I've just wrapped them around the base. It looks terrible. So I think I'll have to pull it apart, go again. Let's go top to tail with it, and maybe it'll look a bit better.
Did you get some munchkin help when you did the tree?
I did the lights first because they're electrical and that. Don't want the kids playing with it. Then go nuts, kids. Do the rest.
Yeah.
Do the rest. You have fun.
I'm all for belt. I couldn't do it. I'd need it to look so perfect. And I think the
photo
stress
finish
of it all would be too much for me.
Making statistical information sound entertaining. Now, stats entertainment. Get it?
All right. Looks versus personality is the stats that I want to break down for you this morning.
Oh, no.
Yes, a battle between two very classic dating dilemmas. What do you go for? Do you go for the big personality or do you go for the good looks?
Okay.
Now, what we have discovered, good looks certainly help, but according to a study, now this is conducted by YouGov, and it was across 20 countries, they actually found that personality is prized ahead of looks.
There you go.
Not as shallow as we thought, world. The men and women who took part in this story hail from every corner of the globe. We went all over the place for this one.
Mm-hmm.
And respondents were asked to rank a list of options upon where they might choose a romantic partner in order of importance. So, like personality, intelligence, appearance, sense of humour, similar interests, and how much money they're making.
Right.
Were sort of the things.
The things, yep, got it.
Across many of the countries polled, personality was the top choice among men and women.
That's good.
And
that's a positive.
Good looks were the number one basis for choosing a romantic partner. The only place where good looks sort of won out over everything.
Yeah. Don't say UK.
No, not the UK.
No.
Were Vietnam and Saudi Arabia.
Really?
They were the only place where good looks were like the most important.
Insightful stats. So personality is really winning out on a worldwide basis.
Especially for the women. The women all ranked that much higher than the men did.
Yeah, right. I think, yeah, that sounds about right.
Does it just?
Oh, well, I think guys can be maybe a little bit more
shallow.
Well, I was looking for another word, but you've jumped in there quick, so let's run with shallow. let's go with that.
But it's interesting stats. And I often think I read these things and I'm like, you don't know what you want.
I looked
at friends' Tinder profiles and I'm like, you don't know what you're asking for there.
Mm. You really, ask for your help, Steph, because you're quite the matchmaker. You know
I'm
what people
need.
Quite
the curator of such things.
Curator of relationships?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, at the end of the day, I think that's a lovely thing, that relationships have won out. I mean, personality
has won
out in the whole grand scheme of things.
Also, they say.
Maybe they're just doing it to say they know what you want as a response.
But if, you know, you were asked, like, oh, what do you prefer, personality or looks? You'd be like, I'm not sure. I prefer personality. I always base it on a good personality. But then you've got, like, a super good-looking partner.
Maybe they've got a good personality. Who knows? Do this morning, 13, 12, 16. Is it okay to charge per head for the Christmas lunch or the Christmas dinner? UK mum, British mum of four, Gemma Andrews, has come under fire after explaining that on Christmas days for about 10 years now, she's put a lot of time and effort into making the perfect meal and doesn't feel that charging about $50 Australian a head is a bad thing. So she'll charge her family $50 to come and sit down and have the Christmas dinner at the table.
Yeah, fair enough.
You reckon that's okay?
It can be a super expensive time of year, especially if you're feeding large families. She's going to be $1,000 out of pocket or whatever to feed everyone. Like, don't overcharge. Don't make a profit off Christmas. Don't get me wrong. But I understand.
It's $200 a ticket, okay? And there's no guarantee. But if you pay a deposit, we'll certainly look at it.
I don't know. Everyone who knows me well will tell you that I am super cheap when it comes to these sorts of things. I am thrifty and I am cheap. That is how I survive in this world. But I often think that there is something to be said about either a bring a plate scenario or contribute to the grocery bills, you know. And if you're hosting it, you know, it's going to cost you a lot anyway. You've got napkins, extra plates and cutlery to buy. You've got all these extra things that you're going to have to invest in, as well as the fact that you're going to have the best tree in the family and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
That is an expensive time of year. And if you say, help, this is what my grocery bill cost, can we split this up between everyone?
So you reckon, okay, it's all right to charge and say, I'll have some money if you're going to have a seat at the table? That's totally acceptable?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, what does everyone else think? 13, 12, 16, charging per head. your family members for Christmas dinner. Is it okay? Is
you
it
acceptable? Clearly don't think it's okay.
Oh, I just think, I mean, it is the time for giving. So you go, I'm going to put on a meal for everyone. It's the generosity of the season. You go, I'll chuck on a meal. I'll do it. My turn this year. I'll fork out for it. Everyone come to my place. I'll chuck on a barbecue. Or there'll be some cold meat as well. Like, I know it's tight, but there's creative ways around it.
Yeah, okay.
Lots of rice for everyone. Fill up on rice first, and
just
then
buy
we'll
bulk spuds. That's my family's bulk trick. Bulk spuds. You can get spuds by the 5 kilo bag or 20 kilo bags.
Yep.
Go that way.
And I know we're running out of time, but spuds, roasted spuds. What better than that on Christmas Day?
Exactly. Everyone loves them.
13, 12, 16. Charging per head for the Christmas meal. Is it okay when it comes from family members? Chris and Steph, to get you up, that number, 13, 12, 16. Cool. British mother of four, Gemma Andrews, she's appeared on UK TV explaining that when she's hosting Christmas dinner, she'll be charging family members about $53 Australian for the privilege. That's right, charging family members to sit down and have Christmas dinner.
It's an expensive day.
You reckon it's okay?
I think, provided that's what it actually costs her on the outlay, like as long as you're not charging your family and making a profit, then I think it can be a really stressful and a really expensive day, especially if you are on a rotator family thing and it's your turn to host. It can be a lot.
You reckon that if Gemma's charging $53 and then she's serving up 2-minute noodles to everyone,
not
obviously,
the best.
You know, cutting a huge profit off the top.
But if you've got 20 or 30 people to feed, which in my family, we have 30 people to feed off.
I'm not even thinking that. Like, it could be a huge family thing.
Yeah, like my mum's one of 5 siblings. They've all got a heap of children each, you know, big Catholic families. So what that means is Christmas Day, we'll often have 4 or 5 long tables
worth of
family.
Course.
So we have 30 people, that was 5 years ago. Now everyone's gone and had their own kids, so then we've got great-grandchildren in the house as well.
Imagine the profit.
So we could have 50 people that we serve for lunch on Christmas Day. Do you know, that's not one turkey. That's not your Coles turkey. That's a turkey that's been bought in advance. It's multiple turkeys. It's Weber's going. It's spit roast. It's going. It's everything.
Absolutely. It's a lot. There's a lot to consider. And when you take that into account, obviously huge cost.
Well,
that's what I'm not considering.
Would be $1,000 worth of meat.
$1,000 worth
Easy.
Of meat, that's me on a Friday night. I don't know about the rest of the family.
So I can understand for asking for some money back.
Well, I tell you who we got this morning. I think it's Tallulah. Tallulah on 13, 12, 16. Is the charging for the Christmas dinner okay?
No, it's not okay at all.
It's not okay. All right. So not a fan?
Not a fan. My family, because Christmas is expensive, but we rotate whose houses to that every year. So the main course falls on a different family each year.
Yeah, right. Okay. That's the way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah, but we still do things like my dad brings the turkey. I always do the roast veggies. Like my uncle does a ham. So we all have our specific things that we bring each year.
Oh, okay. That makes it a lot more affordable, doesn't it? If people sort of divvy up the roles with what they're meant to bring.
I like that idea because that way you split it up. You're just turning up to the venue and presenting everything. What do you go for? What's your favourite thing to have? Is there someone in the family that brings something that you're like, I can't
Nan's
wait for...
plum pudding sort of thing?
For Auntie Jen to bring something.
My nonna will actually bring a pavlova and it is so good.
Yes. Gotta love a pav on Chrissy Day, especially on a hot Chrissy Day.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's something a bit different when it's the weather's a bit hotter, the pav's just a little bit nicer. I love it.
Yeah, it's good.
I mentioned it earlier in the show. I'm a trifle person. Love a good trifle.
See, we don't do trifle.
Don't you? You're not a trifle family?
No, not a trifle family. Where Nan starts making the puddings back in October and they have to hang for 60
days. That's right, they do, don't they? Yeah,
so she sort of hangs there. Just her whole house will be full of puddings hanging in pudding bags.
What a house to walk into.
Smells puddings so good.
Puddings everywhere. Ah, that's my scene. I'd love to just hang out there for a while.
A nip for the pudding, a nip for...
one for you, one for
be
me.
Responsible.
Drink responsibly.
But right now, I want to have a bit of a chat about what you might be buying your significant other or, you know, maybe some ideas on what to gift those in your life.
It's often the hardest person to buy for is often your partner.
Well, I've got some good stats coming out for you today. New research shows almost twice as many men as women want to unwrap some activewear on December 25th.
Dudes want activewear.
Yeah, guys want activewear. And it's not just stretchy sports gear that men are after. Men have a clothing preference with 46% of men compared to 28% of women wanting clothes. So men want you to dress them pretty much.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying now. Yes, yeah, right. Please dress us.
Please dress us. A lot of men don't feel confident about buying clothes, so they prefer it to be gifted to them and trust the taste of their partner or those in their lives.
Listen, it's not that we don't feel confident. It's that we just don't want to get the negative feedback of, oh, is that what you're wearing? Is it really? You're going in that, are you? You're going to wear that? Is it up to your standards? Okay, cool. Yeah, right, whatever. Sure. Yeah, sure.
Let's have a look at some other gifts that people are after. The survey, and I should actually just mention as well that this was conducted by PayPal, so they know what people in Australia are
actually
after.
They know what they're buying. Yeah.
Yeah. The survey also showed traditional festive faves still reign supreme, with 37% of women nominating. Guess it. What do you think number one gift for women want?
Perfume.
Jewellery,
of course.
Jewellery.
Diamonds.
The gift they wanted most. And a massive 59% of men said that it was gadgets or devices.
Yes.
That,
we love our gadgets.
That really like on Christmas morning.
Absolutely. Anything sort of technology focused. And at this point too, we will segue into the fact that if you want anything technology and gadget focused, see our friends at Harvey Norman Computers Orange.
That's exactly
they will
right.
Hook you up.
Set you up, hook you up. Gen Ys were the most decisive when it came to Christmas shopping. Mm-hmm. I mean, that they knew what they want. They knew what they wanted to give and get.
And they want it now.
They want it now.
I know what I want, and I want it now.
Gen Xs and baby boomers, you just can't make up your mind. You're all a bit all over the place, unfortunately. So good luck with that. And good luck to your partners who now have to purchase for you.
Do you have, is there something that you're wanting for Christmas? Is there something on your...
A deck.
A deck?
Yeah. My partner's building a deck over Christmas. I want it
done. Are you kidding?
Pre-Christmas.
Good on him. That's amazing. You want it pre-Christmas.
Pre-Christmas.
Got to be done before the
25th. I want to be able to have Christmas afternoon on my deck.
Absolutely.
That's all I ask in this lifetime. Build me a deck.
Good. Different sort of Christmas present. I love it. That's a great idea.
Well, we were talking about it the other day. I was like, what do you want for Christmas? Like, we really need a spare toilet in that back room. Can we get like a few toilets? Like, I'm not getting you a toilet for Christmas. I'm like, but we need it.
What did you get for Christmas? Well, he got me a toilet. Are you two okay at the moment? He's getting your toilet for... Okay.
That was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening, whoever you are.